Boom, and we're live. Amateurs, Jeez. Welcome back to the show. This is Amateur Opinions. Easy, you alright?
I'm good. What's happening?
I'm all good, man. Just chilling. How's it going?
Short week on our end. I don't know if it was Women's Day yesterday. So on Sunday, sorry. So it's a bit of a short week. So today's kind of Monday for me, but it's been good. What's happening with you?
Yeah, it's been good. Same with yesterday being a day off. It was cool. Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. What's happening this week? What happened this week? What did you get up to? What did you see?
What did I see? There's that week where you recommended that I listen to the Caliphate podcast about ISIS.
Did you think?
I finished it. Yeah, it was interesting. I'd never actually researched. I mean, to me, ISIS was just, you know, a terrorist organization hell bent on destroying America, you know, and the Western allies. I hadn't really looked into it deeper. So it was quite interesting. And it made me freak out, because movements with such staunch, you know, religious beliefs, you know, make it very difficult to kind of extinguish in a way.
What did you think about the way they recruit people? Or maybe you can give people, without spoilers, just let people know just the gist of what the podcast is about and what you listen to.
Okay, so for starters, they, you know, kind of explain what ISIS is really, you know, and its origins and all that stuff. So to those who don't know, ISIS is the Islamic State. What's the
of Iraq and the Levant.
Yes, that's right. Of Iraq. So with the ISIS, it's Iran or Iraq?
Iraq
and Syria. So that's ISIS. But then there's ISIL, right? Is that the same thing? It is, right?
I believe so.
So ISIL is what you described with the Levant, which kind of describes the region, I think. So basically, yeah. So it's Islamic State. So what an Islamic State is, you know, I just thought it just meant, you know, a country that practices Islam. But the whole gist of it is, they believe that the world should be as it was at around 700 A.D., where Prophet Muhammad was around. It's A.D. or B.C. Should be AD, right? It's after Christianity.
Should be AD, I believe the caliphate is like it's like the ideal Muslim state, right?
Yes, and it's the region that is, you know, all the Arabic states. So that stretches, you know, Libya, Egypt, Iraq, Palestine, Syria, Iran,
and they wanted to. Their goal is to ISIS's goal is to have it be global, right? Like across the whole world, if I'm not mistaken.
So yeah, global domination is the goal, but the primary goal is the Iraq states to basically live as if it's 700 BC.
Yes.
I mean AD. Yes. Because they believe that's like the perfect time, in a way. The time when Prophet Muhammad was there. And so everything they do in terms of practices, which is why they do the beheading and, you know, stoning people, raping as well, because they rape people they conquer, right? So even before raping, they have a little prayer before they commit the rape.
That's intense, man.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah, because this is what was happening at the time.
Yeah, and their recruitment is quite hectic, right? So that's what the podcast covers, correct? Like it covers, like, that's a big part of it as well, right? The young man who's recruited from Canada.
Yes. So they talk about, you know, the whole recruitment process and how they rope people in, because people have questions, right? Especially the Islamic people who or kind of feel marginalized in their countries, if they're in the West, obviously. But if they're in, you know, the Pakistan area or Iraq and stuff, they just, yeah, it's just, you know, kind of agreeing with whatever policies and ideas they have, which is the extreme, you know, which is the caliphate, basically. And yeah, so the podcast kind of details everything along those lines.
How and talks about it is, man.
And like you said, they get a kid who was recruited from Canada, you know, and he ended up escaping and he left, went back to Canada. And the kind of detail, he gives detail as to what they were doing and what, you know, how they were doing it. And it turns out, you know, when ISIS would take over a, let's say, a region or a city, that there was a lot of corruption that was happening, right? Mm-hmm. So they would take over and that corruption would be basically killed, like no more corruption. Right, because they themselves do not believe in being corrupt. So, you know, if someone steals, they will not get away with it. So the early stages, people were actually kind of...
They were for it, right?
Yeah, they were for it because they're like, actually, you know, this way is seems very just. You know, there's no corruption and, you know, but just like anything, total power, you know, becomes corrupt. You know, and you can become hungry, power hungry.
For sure. It's the same theme everywhere, no matter where you are. It's Animal Farm. It's absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So wild what's going on in that region, I must say.
Yeah.
It's absolutely intense. And I encourage people to go listen to it because, I mean, it's not really a spoiler because the boy is part, he's interviewed for the podcast, but just hearing how he got out of the region. Remember, this is a Canadian kid who travels to the Middle East and he manages to get back home. It's just a fascinating story. So I encourage people to check that out, man. It's crazy.
Caliphate is what it's called. You can just search for it.
Yeah. Crazy. Cool. Otherwise, man, like outside of that, have you been following the TikTok saga?
Yeah, what exactly has happened? With I just know the minor detail, or rather the major detail, which is that Microsoft took over TikTok, right?
Not yet.
It's in the
pipelines, but it's in the works. But essentially, what's happening is Trump is trying to get it banned in the States. Because of, and I think it's part of that trade war that's sort of brewing between the US and China. And look, I think it's quite close to this whole thing blowing up. His concern is, I mean, you know how these social media sites take our data, right? And our information.
Yep.
You remember the Edward Snowden episode with Joe Rogan and the likes. So Trump is fine with... Well, I don't want to say he's fine, but I think he would prefer that the information and the misuse of information is done by Americans. He's not comfortable with it being done by the Chinese, which is why you're hearing stories of Microsoft coming into play and trying to, you know, buy TikTok so that at least that information is going to American companies as opposed to Chinese company.
Yeah.
The Chinese company being TikTok. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Because if he does get the ban, I think it will be quite a huge... It will be big, dude. Like, this would be quite a big story. And the implications of it, while on face value, it'll just be like, oh, okay, cool, TikTok got banned. But I think the more dangerous implication is it'll just show you what governments can do with these platforms that we thought were untouchable, you know, even in places as free and democratic as the US, where you have millions and millions of kids using this thing, the government can come around and say, hey, no, we are not a fan of this. Obviously, there's the relationship with China and the US is quite strained right now. So, I mean, we don't know if he's really concerned about the data or if it's, you know, just a way to get at them and nip at their economy. But who knows? But crazy times that we're living in, man.
Really, yeah, crazy. I mean, the thing is,
and it's
going
to have implications on Huawei and a whole bunch of other companies. But go for it, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, China has been doing the same thing, right? They, I mean, Instagram, all those social media platforms are banned in China. So, for the same reason, which is, you know, data. So,
for sure,
China,
for sure,
you know, creating a social media tool that managed to infiltrate the American public was a big win for them. You know, they started off with FaceApp.
Yes.
You know, started off with the Face app, and then now it's TikTok. So it, you know, to be fair, America has to do the same, just so that they don't, you know, lose out in a way to China, because China has already been doing this. Of course,
for sure,
the Chinese people, you know, you can obviously use a VPN and boom, you're on Instagram.
And you're fine.
Yeah, but still, I think it's an important thing to do. Same thing with Huawei. I mean, the Chinese, look, the Chinese don't hold back. They don't have all these social justice warriors and
they do what they want to do
to get ahead.
For sure. So, but to be fair, though, we've always, like, accused China of being, I mean, we call them out, right? I mean, these Asian countries, we make jokes and we'll be like, bro, we know that the rights there aren't exactly what you would want in your state. Mm. So if Trump's going to follow suit, or the U.S. at least, they need to be held by the same standard and just know that, hey, you guys are going down a dark path, you know? It's just a slippery slope. Very slippery slope.
But slippery slope. So you're against the idea, or you understand?
It's, you know what? I don't have like a strong opinion on whether the ban should stand or not. Right? For all I know, it's playing devil's advocate. Maybe he really has Americans' interests in mind. Because think about how our data is abused on the daily, you know? Mm. I don't know if you saw last week where all the tech CEOs were getting grilled by Congress. Amazon, Jeff Bezos, and the Google CEO, and Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know if you saw that.
When was this?
It was last week.
Nah, I missed it.
Last week. Yeah, so they were all sort of being grilled by Congress. You know, those typical sessions they have where they grill them about abuse of data usage, yada yada yada.
Yeah.
You know? So even locally they're sort of clamping down on these Silicon Valley companies. And I don't mind that, because sometimes I think these companies are a little bit, you know, out of control. They're just growing and you can't stop them. We're so reliant on them, but there's danger in them, I do believe. And I do think they need to be sort of kept in check. So I can't really blame him for also saying to the TikToks of this world, hey, we need to know what you guys are doing with our data. But it's a lot harder because you're Chinese, you know? So I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence. Well, but I don't know if a hard ban was... I think it's just because he doesn't fuck with China, to be honest. For real.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it, for sure. That's definitely part of it. But the data thing is real as well.
Yeah, for sure.
They can, you know, there's that thing of you can influence elections using these platforms and all that stuff. I'm not really sure how, but they say.
Oh, I watched. Did you watch the documentary on that?
Nah. What did they say?
Oh, essentially they. I'm going to really simplify it here because I watched it a while ago. But what they will do is they will simplify. I'm simplifying, sorry. But they will feed you what you want to see to sort of push you in a particular direction. you know?
Yeah.
So if you are, if you are black, you're going to see a lot of Black Lives Matter content. You'll see a lot of George Floyd content. That won't be a mistake. You will see a lot of videos of police brutality. That can, for example, if I have an election coming up and I need the black vote, I can push certain content through black individuals to get them riled up, to get them upset, and to push them to vote in a certain way. Well, that's just the easiest example. And there was a company called Cambridge Analytica that they specialized in this, Deuce, and they did it in all kinds of countries. In one country, they even started a campaign where they convinced young people not to vote as like a rebellion kind of movement, you know? And yeah, by getting people not to vote, their clients were actually able to win an election because of the influence that this company had with the power of big data. So that's kind of how they do it. They see you, the kind of content you consume, where you're leaning towards, and then they can push you in a particular direction depending on what they need.
Wow.
And obviously the fake news has been, the term's been butchered to death, but that's also part of what they can use to sort of influence people. And do you remember that there was this meme of Trump going around where I think it's an interview he had with Oprah, and he said, if I ever ran for president, I would run as a Republican because Republicans are dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that. He never said that, you know, but we've all seen it. That wasn't a mistake. Best belief.
Yeah.
It wasn't a mistake. And people believe these things. Like, people don't fact check. They won't, you know, check to see if something's true. Very easy for them to influence what people do. There was a company called Cambridge Analytica that was doing it, and the guy got arrested, but I'm pretty sure it's still happening, for sure, without a shadow of a doubt. I'm 100% certain it's still happening.
And I guess banning, the whole banning thing that's been happening on these platforms, you know, banning for the most part conservative type of guys is,
yes,
can be seen as a way of doing that, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Where you're banning one side of the spectrum. Yes.
Exactly. And it's a slippery slope. It's the same even with gender. I think if you post certain things on, I think you heard that story, right? Where people were saying particular things about gender issues and they were getting banned and removed off social media sites for saying things that weren't politically correct but are scientifically correct. And it's just all messy. It's so messy.
I remember in 2012. Mm. It was 2012. I was watching 90210, right? I don't know if you ever watched it, but
I didn't.
You didn't. Yeah. But anyway, what happened was there was a character, right, who was a womanizer like crazy, called Ted. Mm-hmm. And then around maybe season 3 or something, He turned gay, right? He came out as gay and all that stuff. So I remember I was like, why? Like, that was unnecessary, you know? I was just thinking to myself, like, why would they do that? And then, because during that time, it wasn't really a thing seeing gay people on TV shows. It really wasn't a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd watch the next show, and then boom, same thing, right? There's a gay person. So it started being a thing. And then, but I didn't understand why, right? And then now, yes, if you look at it now, I mean, every show pretty much will have that. And if I think of from 2012 to now, it's much more normalized in a way, right? Because we've seen it so much on those TV shows. And same thing now is happening, you know. You'd never see two guys kissing on a TV show, a decade ago. Never. That was never happening. But now, you know, you see it. You know, I was watching this movie. What's it called? The Charlize Theron one on Netflix. Old Guard, I think.
This new one that came out.
Yeah, I think it's called The Old Guard. So okay. they had you know, a gay couple on there too. So I was just thinking that, mm-hmm. you know, that was a major thing that they started including in a bid to make it more acceptable.
Change perception,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And it actually worked.
Do you think it worked?
I think so, for sure. I think so. If I think of it personally, it definitely worked. Because I wasn't used to seeing it, right?
Yes.
So it was weird to me.
And it's less abnormal now, right?
I remember now it's normal. Now I don't even think about it. I don't even
sure.
I don't really, like, when I see it, I don't, you know, notice it in the same way that I was noticing uh-huh. it, you know, a decade ago.
I agree. I also remember you were talking about 90210. For me, the first time, it's not the first time I saw it, but where I saw the boundaries really pushed, and then I was just like, okay, this is normal now. It was a show called American Gods, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that was just like a few years ago, right? On the Amazon show. Yeah.
Yes. Did you watch it?
I watched a few episodes. It was a bit too much for me to be fair. I probably, you know, the last episode I watched was the episode, you know, with that guy when they did that doggy style thing. Remember?
No, dude, it was Missionary.
Was
bro.
It Missionary? That's right. Missionary. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, it was two guys. And that's when I saw that, I was like, wow.
See, that was just too much for me. Like, I'm not there yet. I'm not there.
I stuck it out.
Yeah,
but,
no. I can't watch it. Nah, I can't.
Yeah, I think for me that was like, it shook me, but after that I can take anything now. I feel like I've seen it.
Yeah. After that you can take it, bro. Because I had watched Shameless, right? You remember Shameless with Jeremy and that Mickey guy? So they did it, mm-hmm. you know, doggy style. That didn't really shake me. And they did it. They did those beads. But that was the most embarrassing episode I ever watched, dude. Because what happened was. So I was in Zim. So I'm watching Shameless. So I downloaded a bunch, you know, after leaving university to go for holidays. Downloaded maybe two seasons or something. So I was watching it at home.
Yes.
Hook it up on the TV. I'm watching Shameless. And look, not all episodes were that crazy. Actually, that was the craziest, you know, episode in terms of showing, you know, graphic sexual stuff, that episode on its own. So I'm watching it, and then, you know, my brother and his wife walk in, right? So just before the first gay scene, right? So they walk in, and then, you know, Mickey is, you know, pushing beads into Jerome's ass, right? I'm just thinking now I have a decision to make, because keep in mind this is in Zim, right? So in Zim all this gay stuff is not done, like, you know, they don't tolerate it.
We're not there yet.
It's just pretty much South Africa, and everyone else is still lagging behind anyway. So, you know, especially my sister-in-law, because she's been in Zim the whole time, so if I had stayed in Zim I'd be the same. But anyway, mm-hmm. so now I have a decision to make. You know, do I double down and keep watching as if, you know, there's nothing wrong? And keep in mind, they don't know what Shameless is. So for them, all they know is they're walking in and they see me watching two guys having sex. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I have a decision to make. And I was like, I'm just going to double down this scene. Hopefully it'll end soon. And they'll realize,
and it's always longer,
exactly,
right?
And they'll realize it's that it's just a scene in a long series. That's very normal. Okay. So I stuck it out. Cool. It ends. That was the longest, like, you know, 2 minutes of my life. And even my throat was starting to be heavy because I'm just like, flip, man. And they're just quiet, sitting there.
When is this going to end?
So that scene ends, and then, you know, it goes on. scene comes yeah. on with that biracial couple. They have sex. Cool. It's still, freaky that I'm watching it, but I'm like, okay, at least, right? It's not too much. Boom, Mickey yes. and Jerome come
at
back.
Least I'm straight.
I'm like, bruh, I thought you guys were done. and then they do more shit. At this point, I'm dying, bro. Inside, I'm just like, what the hell?
This is your brother and your sister, no,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Could have been worse.
Like what, parents?
Yeah, it could have been worse.
But with parents, I don't even double down. I think they weren't home. That's why I could watch it. If they're home, I'm not even risking it.
This is not happening.
No way. But yeah, that was horrible.
this is not happening. Oh, dude. Cringing. But like you said, for you it was normal. I guess for people back home, it's still kind of awkward. But now you can, your perception on the LGBT community has definitely changed.
Yeah, yeah,
because
for
of what
sure.
we've seen in media.
Yeah,
right?
It does help. I don't like it being in cartoons still, for kids.
Cartoons.
Yeah, but
And what cartoons have you seen it in?
I don't remember. It's just one of those things that you see on social media where they post a clip. Mm-hmm. I just don't think, not the actual sex, but just, I don't think kids should be really seeing relationship stuff. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Straight or you're consistent, right? It's not even like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just across the board. Like, let's keep the kid stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Like kissing. I'm just like, come on. Like, really? Like, what are we doing here?
No, I'm with you on that. Definitely I'm watching this series Watchmen. I don't know if you watched Watchmen.
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it.
It's quite good, but there's a lot of I don't know if it's politically correct to say gay scenes there, but it's quite a number of them, and I was completely numb. It comes, it goes, and I'm like, okay, cool.
Is it like the superhero show?
Yeah, it is, but it isn't. It's kind of, it's strange. It's very alternative.
Okay.
But it's good. It's very good. But it has a very heavy, actually political theme to it. So there's a lot of issues such as race that are covered in it and the likes.
Okay.
But like you said, I think it has become normalized to some extent. We'll see what happens. Do you think... with the transgender movement and what's happening there, do you think that will ever be normalized? Because I think that struggle is going to get a lot more pushback than the gay/lesbian struggle.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's another one that's really contentious, right? Because apparently in some schools in England, they're already kind of pushing that, not transgender really, but the genderless type of rhetoric.
Yeah, I saw that in Sweden as well. They're pushing that in Sweden as
well. Yeah, I don't like that. Like, just let the kids be kids. And I don't know, man. I would definitely not like that if my kid was coming home telling me, I'm not a boy, I'm not a girl, or something. I'm just like,
sure.
It's just too much confusion.
But what about at an older stage? Like, if your child's like a little bit older. And
what's older stage? How old is that?
Like 20.
Yeah, that's not a child anymore, right? You're old enough to. That point, I can't even tell you what not to think,
For sure.
But not primary school. No ways.
Yeah. There's a book that's actually been going around now about a woman who's writing about gender. I haven't looked into it too much, but she's covering the cases where women or teenagers made the decision when they weren't really ready to make the decision, and now it's a little bit too late, or reversing things is complicated and it has health implications. And there's also that struggle that comes with it.
Yeah, with doing surgery or hormone therapy, that kind of thing.
Yes, yes. So now you're putting things in your body, you're changing your body, and then halfway through you're kind of like, I don't know if this is what I want, but you're too far gone now, or things happen, and that doesn't help your mental state at all, you know. So that one is tricky.
Yeah, I mean, some parents put their kids through hormone therapy at such a young age. Like at an actual young age.
Wow.
You know, and that for me is, that's child abuse, you know, pretty much. That's child abuse. Because if that kid, I mean, I don't even need to explain this. That's just bizarre and wrong.
No, 100%. Strange times, man, strange times. Another thing that I wanted to ask you about this week, did you see the Cardi B video?
WAP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think?
In terms of what exactly?
Just the graphics. Just anything. Just your thoughts on it, like just in general, because like it blew up quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, the song's trash, but...
For real? You didn't like the song? I actually liked it.
Whores in this what? What is this? Whores in the house.
I actually liked the record.
You don't like Drake, but you like that.
I thought Cardi's dope, man.
I like Cardi, but I mean that song. I don't know. It's okay.
I like the record.
I'm saying is I didn't put it on my Spotify library.
For sure. So yeah, you just kept it.
Yeah, moving. I just kept it. I watched the video because I heard of the whole Kylie Jenner thing, but. To be fair, that's the first time I actually heard of the music video, because they were talking about Kylie Jenner. Why is she in this video? So I watched the video. I actually watched the video today.
Nice.
But look, the song.
I like the beat.
I'm being harsh. It's okay. I wouldn't mind listening to it if it. You know, if it started bumping, but it's probably one of those songs that'll probably grow on me. We'll see.
Yeah, sure. Once you learn Cardi's verse.
Cardi's verse was nice. Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know. I'm just not that much of a fan.
For sure. Yeah. I think it was a lot, man. But I liked it. I thought it was dope. I was watching Ben Shapiro react to it. That was
I saw that on Twitter. Yeah.
That was so funny because he literally reacted the way that we thought he would, you know.
There were whores in this house. Whores in this house.
Yeah.
Whores in this house. I mean, look, it's so exploitive.
This is what feminists fought for. Is this it? Is this what feminists
This is exactly what the feminists fought for.
Let me read these lyrics out. That was
P word.
Oh man, it gave me so much life.
I will make
H-word will in this scuba house, gear H-word and in this house.
My P word is so wet.
That was funny.
This is what the feminists fought for.
To anyone wondering what we're talking about, Google Ben Shapiro reacts to WAP.
To WAP. Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny, man.
Yeah, I don't know why people were upset that Kylie was in the video. I saw some people saying, "Hey, why is she here?"
People just want to be outraged. Like it's so stupid. It's so stupid.
Do you think that's I don't want to be that person, but do you think people have like some superiority complex or what is it?
Isn't,
you
know, what, is black it, people? Is
it because she's not black? Yeah. Because, I don't know. I don't follow a lot of white girls on Twitter or the socials who would speak about these things. But I saw a lot of black women weren't happy that Kylie was in the video. And I was like,
I don't even know if there were any black guys who weren't happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just didn't understand where the outrage came from. Like, what's the problem here? I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, they were complaining that why did Kylie get more screen time than Normani, which was the black chick who came up at the end?
Because it's
exactly,
Kylie.
Exactly, bro. Like, really? Like, come on. Are you really asking that? Kylie.
Yeah.
Kylie or Normani?
What's the other girl's name? Yeah, I don't
thank
even
you.
Know her, dude.
Thank
what's
you.
The other girl's name?
That's my point.
What's her name?
Normani. She's a singer.
Normani.
If I'm not mistaken,
who was dancing?
Yeah, at the end. If I'm not mistaken, she was part of either Little Mix, you know, those girl groups, or
mm-hmm.
this group
mm-hmm.
with what's it called? Fifth Harmony. Fifth Harmony. That's the name. I think it's
yes. She was part. I don't even know who Fifth Harmony. Who that is? Who is
yeah,
that?
Don't worry about it. No, Fifth Harmony won, I think it was X Factor or something. And then kind of like how One Direction came about, where they kind of joined
okay.
you know, some close winners and then they form a group, that kind of thing. But anyway, sure. Normani is one of those singers. So she featured on the track, not on the track, on the video, where she was dancing. She did a split at the end. And
yes.
then, you know, but people are like, why isn't Normani getting? I'm just like, man, shut up. Kylie is literally 100 times bigger than Normani. So, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah, go follow Normani and get her followers up. And let's do something about that follower count.
Yeah.
Because...
isn't Kylie number one? No, she's not number one. Cristiano's number one now.
Yeah, Ronaldo's number one. But...
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Man,
I mean, just like, stop it. Stop it.
Like you said, like there's like this need for like fake outrage, and I'm just like, man, really.
And it's probably like you said, it's you know that superiority complex or
inferiority.
Yeah, it's probably inferiority actually, and overcompensation, over affirmation, in a way,
mm-hmm.
you know, which
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which can turn pretty nasty and racist at the end of the day, right?
Yes.
You know, I'm not with that bullshit of black people can't be racist. That's false, you know, obviously, by
yeah.
definition of racism.
I used to think that, but now I changed my mind on that.
Me
one.
Too. I had accepted that you can't be racist if you're not economically, blah, blah, if you don't have power to. I'm like, you're making up your own definition of what racist is. Means, you know.
Sure.
Yes,
sure.
But
sure.
By definition, it's literally very simple. It's just, you know, discriminating based on discrimination based on skin color. I think that's what it's called. That's the definition, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
like
for
that,
sure.
Yeah.
For sure. It is, again, it is different. I don't think, okay, so even though I don't think it's true that we can't be racist, I still think that there's levels to it, though, man. I don't think it's as simple as, okay, everyone can be racist and it's like for like. And in the same way, I can't look a woman in the eye and be like, you are sexist. I mean, come on. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm saying like...
Yeah. Compared to a
I
man
think
being
that
sexist.
It's just a little bit more nuanced than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, hmm? I can see that. We black people have more, what's it called? Are affected by racism. Way more than white people, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Where I think you can see where we're really bad is it's that tribalism and that colorism and that likes
yeah.
where we really got to look at ourselves, which is probably why people were upset with the whole Kylie Jenner thing, for sure.
Yep.
You know? But I don't know. I didn't understand that. Like you said, people just looking... for things to be mad about. Did you watch the Beyonce video by any chance?
Nope.
That also happened.
Did you?
I think that was... Yeah. It was really dope.
You're from Black is King. Where did
yes,
you watch it?
Yes. On DSTV. Showed on DSTV on MTV.
Oh, okay. Because for me, it's they say it's on Amazon and I don't have a subscription.
Oh, I see.
It's not on YouTube, is it?
Yeah.
Nah, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, lots of Afro beats in there, which was dope.
Am I missing out?
I think, yeah. I'm going to say yes. This is just my opinion. Okay. I think it's worth the watch. I think it was worth the watch. Look, you're never really missing out. You know what I'm saying? But it was good.
Okay.
It was good.
I'm still upset at that Lion Track soundtrack not having East African artists. I feel like it's disrespectful.
Although the entire soundtrack, it doesn't have any East African artists.
It has West African and I think it was a Southern African.
Hey, dude, as an East African, I am not fazed. We gotta bring the sauce.
Tanzania and Kenya have. I mean, I listen to quite a lot of East African actually, and they have. Yeah, okay. they it's fire, dog. Especially Tanzania.
I guess maybe they gotta step it up. They gotta step it up. It's gotta reach me. It hasn't.
But that's my point, right? Like. You know, that's the whole idea of this whole, if you're trying to uplift, especially if you're doing a movie and you know, Swahili and all that stuff, but then you don't play any Swahili music, then I don't know, look, to the world, it makes no difference, right? But
I guess, but
to be fair, yeah.
To be fair, I'm just going to play devil's advocate here, right? The West Africans blew up for, let's say, what, like 2013, 14, they start really, like, blowing up quite a bit. So I think they just have a little bit of a head start. I think that's all that it is, man.
I would have liked just one, sure, at least, man, just one. And because they have really good music there. That is...
Yeah.
Like, I won't say on par with West African. Probably not. I'm a big fan, so I would probably say, I don't know, 70%.
Is it your boys who put you on?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. I think it's still got to get to that. I think there's still a tier.
It's nowhere near global, you know? For sure. But the biggest artist in... The biggest artist in TZ, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was set to perform at Coachella, if I'm not mistaken. Might be wrong, but it one of the... Or was it Afro? Yeah, no, not Coachella. It was Afro... This Afro thingy concert or whatever. Festival in Belgium or Portugal. I was actually trying to go there this year, but didn't end up happening. But he was performing there. That kind of shows you that he's recognized, right? He does songs with Burna Boy as well. Look, I mean, yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same. I don't know. With they had West African people for the Wakanda thing, right? They did.
That was all over. With the soundtrack.
Did they? I know that South African.
I know they had South African. It was mainly Kendrick, though, hey? Like, 80% of it was Kendrick.
Yeah.
It was mainly hip-hop.
Yeah.
It was mainly hip-hop. There wasn't a lot. I don't remember one Afrobeats track on that soundtrack. That was straight-up hip-hop. There was one South African artist who had, like, a verse, but that one was a bit more American.
Yeah, true.
For sure.
Yeah, but anyway, fair play. I mean, look, it's better that they actually had the West African people. And to the rest of the world, it really makes... They don't know the difference, right? So, so fair enough. To them, Africa is Africa. They don't know that West Africa and East Africa are completely different in terms of their culture and music. And same with Southern Africa.
I only know one East African song from the past, like, 2 years.
Which one is it?
I think it's Party. Party After.
Oh, you know that song.
Do you know that song? Okay. Yeah, it's a Ugandan song.
Oh, is it Ugandan?
That one.
Party after party. Where they burn up the place.
Yeah.
Party after party. That song. After party. I didn't know it was from YouTube. Okay, nice. But the quality on that song is horrendous. My goodness. But the song is a gem. Just in terms of the mastering. Now I'm not... Because I was thinking, why is a Tanzanian song sounding so bad? Because the Tanzanian production is pretty good. And then now you're telling me it's from Uganda. Now it kind of makes sense. Am I throwing shade?
I hope my listeners can like defend. Like, I don't even listen enough to defend it, you know. I don't even listen enough to defend that. But yeah,
no for offense sure, to any Ugandans. It is. Well, no offense to you, Easy. You're Ugandan anyway.
Yeah, no, none taken, dude. None taken at all. Bro. But yeah, it's Ugandan joint. So I actually heard that from like a couple of like my cousins and things. They're like, "Yo, check this out." And
yeah, that's a good song. I like it. It's fun.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm not here. I think the East Africans, their time will come.
But I'll put you on though. I'll put you on next time I see you. I don't want to send you a link.
Please do.
Because I need you to listen while I'm there, so that I can hype it up as well. The same way they hyped it up on me.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I found I was listening to, there was an expert on Rogan's podcast, and he was speaking about how if I tell you that, hey Glenn, I'm gonna take you for this burger, it's really good, it's really 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 mm-hmm. good, there's a lower chance that you're actually gonna find it as good as I did.
Yes.
So, and I think he spoke about like some scientific reason behind it. So let me just check it out, because right now my expectations are low. So this is probably the best time for me to listen to it.
Okay, so let me say it's trash. Just listen to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'll play it with you. I won't send it to you. I'll play it with you.
Okay.
But I won't hide
it. Yeah, for sure.
Just so that your subconscious stays in check.
For sure.
Because to be fair, some of the songs, mm-hmm. right? They actually ended up liking them after, like way after they played it. So there's certain songs that I liked instantly, that were that good.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you start listening, you kind of want to listen to another one, right? So you then go back to the one that Zach had played me, you know, and that I didn't really like at the time, and then now I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like that. Some of it, you kind of. And I was kind of learning Swahili as well, so I kind of know some words, what they mean and all that stuff. So
mm-hmm.
that kind of contributes to it, I guess. But anyway, yeah, I'll play it with you. I don't want to send it to you.
For sure. Let's make it happen.
Cool. Next time I see you, probably end of the year or something. Should be back in SA around there.
Okay. Yeah, we do a live episode.
Yes, sir.
Live show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, anything else, dudes, that happened this week that you want to discuss before we wrap it up?
Not really. No, not really.
No sports talk to wrap it up? Anything?
I think next week we'll probably have some sports stuff, you know. Because
perfect.
I think playoffs, when do playoffs start for NBA?
I think in like a week and a half.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, we'll probably say something then. But otherwise, I think we're definitely done, right? Nothing else?
Yep, we can wrap this bad boy up. Nope, that's
all right,
it.
Thank you guys for joining us. This is Amateur Opinions. Be sure to subscribe, like, share. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We would really appreciate it. I do have a little something that happened this week that I forgot to tell you about. So I was invited to do a talk at my friend's company. So it was a Zoom thing. So they do a weekly thing where someone presents something or bring a friend from outside to present something. So my mm-hmm. friend Helga, also from Uganda, by the way, she asked me to do a presentation on either podcasting or magic. So I chose podcasting and I presented it and it was pretty cool.
Dropped the gems.
I did. And I did one of the questions they asked, because I told them that I sometimes have guests on. Where we will discuss something I don't really know much about, and they know quite a bit about. Mm-hmm. So they were asking me, how do you do it? So I kind of did a demonstration for them where I said, okay, give me a hobby of yours that you do that you don't think I would know much about. And then they gave me, and then we spoke about it for 5 minutes just to show them how to
immerse yourself in that world and
Exactly, and I told them
without trying to act like you know everything.
Exactly, and I you know gave them the techniques that I use, because it's stuff I've had to learn and get better at. So, you know, I did quite a bit of Googling as to how to do it, and it's actually helped my real life conversational skills as well. You know, that was dope. That was quite interesting, and they enjoyed it.
That's quite cool, yeah. Actually. That's quite cool. Jeez, okay, shout outs.
Yep.
Dropping gems.
So that's about it.
Cool. Maybe, who knows, man? Maybe we should have probably speak about that next week a bit.
Yeah, we can
just
do that.
Just unpack maybe what you shared there. For sure. Because I'd love to hear about that.
For sure.
You know, just.
Yeah, I mean, it's skills that'll help anyone just having conversations, sure. Especially with a stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, so that's about it. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. This is these are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.